I'll talk to you. He will not.
I'm not saying.
So don't take the microphone there.
He's talking.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
So
maybe
you can share.
Okay. Yeah. You can ask your question. Okay, so you are all aware that sometime last week the trial courts presiding over the Asinof election petition case gave judgments and annulled the December 2020 Asinof parliamentary elections. Since the decision was delivered, we through our lawyers have indicated that the decision is a travesty of justice and must not be allowed to stand. Our legal team and the leadership of the party, together with our able member of parliament, have taken time to go through the 64-page judgment of the trial court, and we've raised all the issues that we believe flies in the face of the laws of this country and make this decision a travesty of justice. And so today, lawyers for the Asinof MP, Honorable Kwesin, have filed a notice of appeal to challenge the decision of the trial court. There are other legal processes that will be filed that I will not talk about for now, but when that those processes are filed, we will update you accordingly. So we are here together with the leadership of the party, our national chairman and leader, our vice chairperson, the respondent appellant himself, the honorable member of parliament for Asinof, and other leaders of the party at the national and regional level. Our national organizer is also here to ensure that everything is done in accordance with law. When we are all here, because we don't trust the registry of these courts. You all know how unprofessionally they have conducted themselves in the course of this matter, right from the outset, even when we sought to file processes to challenge an order for an injunction which had been granted by this court as far back as 6 January 2021, till the shameful, up to the shameful conduct they put up on the morning of the day the judgment was delivered. Clearly, you can see that there are politicians occupying offices here as judicial officers who are hell-bent on working with the incumbent MPP to frustrate the legal team of the Asinof MP and to tilt the case in their favor. And so the leadership of the party had to come here to ensure that nothing untoward will be done in the filing process. And maybe, I'm sure you'll be asking, what the grounds of this notice of appeal which has been filed are. In summary, there are a lot of grounds, and when the document comes up or when you intercept the document, I'm sure you will see, but in summary, we are saying that the decision was a travesty of justice and should be overturned by the Court of Appeal because, number one, the trial judge lacked jurisdiction to determine the matter. The matter borders on the interpretation of the Constitution. Rival meanings were put on the meaning of Article 94 2A, which was at the heart of this case. And per the laws of this country, the High Court judge was bound to refer the matter to the Supreme Court to interpret same, because such issues fall within their exclusive jurisdiction under Article 130 of the 1992 Constitution. Secondly, we are saying that the trial court had no authority to determine this matter on the basis of foreign law without trial, without calling evidence. It was wrong for him to have resorted to Wikipedia and to information contained on the so-called renunciation certificate or a renunciation certificate to determine foreign law, because per Section 1-2 of the Evidence Act, foreign law is a matter of fact, and the Supreme Court has said that foreign law can only be determined at trial by adducing evidence, preferably through experts, witnesses, and that was not done in this case. You realize that this matter was hurriedly conducted and concluded on the basis of pleadings alone. There was no trial, there was no adduction of evidence and so on, and we think that is against the Evidence Act and the laws of this country. Apart from that, there is the issue of the decision being in violation of certain laws and certain decisions of the Supreme Court. That is what the lawyers called per incurio. When a judge decides a matter in flagrant disregard for law or binding decisions of superior courts, that decision is per incurio. So we are saying that the decision violates section 21D of the Representation of the People Law, PNDC Law 284, which says that qualification must be as at a time of election and not nomination. Again, it violates the Supreme Court decision in the case of S Party, Electoral Commission, Parkwesi Indium, Interested Party, which says that nomination period is different from nomination days. And so the nomination period is not just the date, the period between when forms are picked and submitted, but the nomination period goes beyond the nomination days, which is the period where forms are picked and submitted, and includes the period that the EC as an administrative body will use to assess the nomination form submitted, vet the information on same, offer opportunity for a candidate to correct, amend, or even hear and determine petitions that are challenging that nomination. And so, granted, or assuming without admitting that the judge was right, that qualification has to be at the time of nomination. Honorable Kwesi had to renounce his Canadian citizenship at the time of the nomination period. We are saying that per a true and proper interpretation of nomination period established by the Supreme Court in the case I cited, the Parkwesi Indium case, nomination period was not 5th to 9th October, but it included the period that the EC used in determining the petition which was brought by some concerned youth of Aseng against the nomination of the Honorable MP, which the EC determined at the national level, actually called on the MP to produce a certificate of renunciation, which he did. And so if that was the nomination period, then granted the judge is even right that the MP had to be qualified at the time of the nomination period, he was clearly qualified because before that period ended, he had his renunciation certificate. So these and many more are the grounds of this appeal which has been filed. There's a matter of considerable public interest, not only for Ghanaians in Ghana today, but also for Ghanaians in the diaspora. And that is why we must all follow this matter keenly and ensure that justice is not only done, but justice is seen to have been done at the end of the day. But what we want to say in conclusion is that the people of Aseng North voted and selected an MP on, or elected an MP on December 7, 2020. Their verdict was clear and unambiguous, and no attempt to use any process, no attempt to employ any manipulations of processes and machinations to change that verdict was stand. We know that the people of Aseng North love Honorable Kwesi, and they will show their love and solidarity, you know, to the honorable member even now in this difficult time. So we are very optimistic that this appeal will go well, and we encourage those of you in the media to follow the matter keenly and ensure that the right things are done. You know that we also indicated that we'll be filing a petition before the judicial service, lodging a formal complaint against the registrar of this court, one Mr. Ustaz Hamza, and other judicial officers who, even though we're supposed to report to work at 8 a.m. on the day judgment was delivered, decided for reasons best known to them not to attend their post and to close the filing room and the registry and make it impossible for lawyers of Honorable Kwesi to file a process which would have compelled the trial judge to refer this matter to the Supreme Court for interpretation. We are taking that matter seriously because we don't think that those judicial officers are fit for the offices they are occupying, and what they have done has undermined the integrity of the administration of justice in this country and the judiciary as a whole. And we think that the judicial service will have to investigate this matter, and when the allegations are proven, sanction the registrar and all those judicial officers who were part of that shameful conduct. So thank you very much.
Let me just add that from here, we are going with our MP